J.D. Vance doubles down on holding up Biden DOJ nominees in wake of Hunter Biden deal. By Hannah Blow on June 20, 2023. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, R., on Tuesday doubled down on holding up President Biden's Department of Justice DOJ nominees in the wake of Hunter Biden getting a slap on the wrist in his plea deal. It was revealed Tuesday morning that Biden's son Hunter will plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and one charge related to a violation of gun laws. As Breitbart News reported, Biden will plead guilty to willful failure to pay federal income tax, most likely on his foreign earnings, and will enter a pretrial diversion program regarding his gun crime, indicating that he will face no jail time. Any other American would have the book thrown at them, Vance said in reaction to the news. The president's son gets a slap on the wrist. This is Exhibit 1402 for why I'm holding Biden's DOJ nominees. We have a two-tier justice system in our country. It's a disgrace, he added. Vance defended that position last week during an appearance on the Ingram Angle as well, deeming Biden's DOJ political appointees as nothing more than foot soldiers to further politicize the department. The political appointees of the Department of Justice. The way to look at them is foot soldiers for turning the DOJ into political activism, instead of actively doing the job of enforcing the law, Vance explained. Why should we be giving Joe Biden more foot soldiers when he is using them to attack his political opponents and conservatives all across the country? It's insane, he added. Former President Donald Trump, who remains the target of the Biden administration, predicted the feds would hit Hunter with something small to make their continued witch hunt against him look fair. It's all about election interference. They don't want to run against me, Trump wrote in part on June 6, explaining that they are using the DOJ and FBI against me to rig the 2024 election. They'll hit Hunter with something small to make their strike on me look fair. Nothing about these fascists is fair or honest. Fight, he urged. Vance has also touted that position, describing the latest indictment against Trump as a moral and constitutional joke and concluding that Biden is using the justice system to preemptively steal the 2024 election.